Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Caring for Animals, number 336 shows and counting. And I just want to make a special announcement. Tonight will be the last show for 2021, and we'll be returning back in January 6th of 2022 at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And I hope all of you come back and join us, because the animals need us from every angle out there. We've seen some victories come through, but it doesn't take overnight to make it happen. So we have to be relentless and do our best and give every effort we got. Involvement, teamwork is so very important, and we cannot let the animals down. So the animals are counting on us. And I just want to go over a couple things here. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals, coming live to you every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you ever want to go back and listen, you can at your earliest convenience. And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And also, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. And that is www.ppjg.me. And if you go on the right-hand column under blog stats, you can follow these shows, and it'll alert you in your primary email every time there's an upcoming broadcast. And also on Blog Talk Radio, under my animal rights radio logo. So in either way, you can listen to them. You can share them on the PPJ Gazette. On the bottom of the promo, there's social media icons you can share them to. And also on the Blog Talk Radio, on the left-hand side screen, there's icons where you can share them to other social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and you press the cross and it's all of them. So it takes teamwork, everyone, to see any of those victories come through. What we all are striving for, our goals. So I want to just go over just a couple more things here. I want to give a special shout out, for the year 2021 and before, to Marty Oakley. This is where the show originated from, Voices Carry for Animals on TS Radio Network. I was her host for 163 shows, which started back in June of 2014 and still going. And then in 2018, I started up my own, and she helped me to get Animal Habits Radio together. And we're still awesome friends. She's a great voice out there. So try to listen to her on TS Radio Network. She has some great hosts and hot topics running during the week. So you could always look up her shows or, you know, press follow. And every time upcoming broadcast comes up on mine or on hers, it will alert you in your primary email. Thank you, Marty Oakley. You're awesome. A strong voice out there and helping me out. And, I mean, that's what it takes, everyone. And on her, the PPJ Gazette, you know, you can go to there and share, get the word out. The more exposure, the better. And also on Blog Talk Radio. But I wanted to give a big, huge shout-out to all these pages on Facebook that's helping me out every week, help promoting the shows, Fans of Animal Rights. Hey, you rock out there, and thank you so much. And this is a new website, Facebook page, and Twitter. And we're teaming up also. I got a lot of team members here, big family going on. Animal Advocate Alliance, everyone. A big shout-out to Gary and all the crew, the staff, that's getting this awesome website together to help all the animals in need globally. So they assigned me to the USA Wiki page, and I'm running that and getting started and rocking and rolling for the animals. So if you please visit that, you could be it's a free membership to join. And also, the Help Fight the War Against All Animal Cruelty Today on Facebook page. Voice for Animals, The Paws Call Show. Here's some groups on Facebook where I admin. Also, Mercy for All Animals Part 2, Go Orange for Animals. Thanks to all you admins out there that's helping me out. Voices Carry for Animal Support Group. I want to give a big shout-out this on Twitter, all the animal pages on there and followers. All you animal advocates rock. I'm telling you, working together as a team and a family, animal warrior brothers and animal warrior sisters, you're doing a dynamic job out there. And keep it up, because we all need all each other. Take a break once in a while where we can, you know, keep coming back stronger and stronger, because out with the old, in with the new in 2022. So new laws for all the paws. And please keep doing your part. Big shout out to Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat. I hope she's listening, a big supporter of this show. All of you are great out there at making Voices Carry for Animals a total success. My mother, Moose, a.k.a. Pat Dahmer. I love you, Mom. You're beautiful inside and out. Thanks for all your support out there, because, hey, we need each other. And also, my nickname I've been putting on my promos is Mama Bear, everybody. So I got all these nicknames, so I wanted to keep adding it to the promos, okay? So whatever you could do to help, keep helping us out. And, you know, all the former amazing guests out there, big shout-out to all of you, the callers, the audience, the PPJ Gazette, Marty Oakley, Animal Advocate Alliance. And it takes teamwork to see those victories. And so I hope everybody, you know, enjoys the show, and looking forward to all you come back and keep spreading the word to all your family, friends, you know, daughters, sons, neighbors, coworkers, and we'll get moving in 2022. Let's get rocking, keep rocking for the animals, because they so well deserve helping the voiceless, the helpless, the defenseless, and innocent. And because they can't speak up for themselves, everyone, and please contact your state representatives and senators, and try to be professional and polite. Area code 202-224-5900. 3121, and they'll ask for your zip, and then just say give them your zip code and ask them to connect you with your representative or senator, and help the animals out. We are the animals' voices and must be heard, because I know I have for 2022. I have a House Bill 6035 here in Florida. It's for amendments and punitive damages where the plaintiff does not have to get mandated to pay 50% of the punitive damages awarded by a jury to help the quality care in nursing homes and assisted living. It happened to me, and I'll make this short and brief. With my father back in 08, George Dahmer. He was wonderful, loving, and caring, a.k.a. ex-professional wrestler, Chief White Owl. And he wrestled for 32 years, and 69 years old, he got dementia and ran away from home. They Baker Acted him, and it was supposed to put him in a nursing home for just 120 days and return home. Well, he never did, everyone. And may he rest in peace. And this is my fifth year getting this into legislation that keeps failing. And Representative Amber Mariano, she is relentless and hardworking. So we're going to keep going here. And that's HB 6035 for 2022. Because what happened with my mother, she was mandated to pay 50% of the punitive damages awarded here in Florida to help improve the quality of care in nursing homes. And the nursing home was found guilty of all charges back in November of 2012 of wrongful death and falsifying records. And so the nursing home appealed three times and lost. And so here we are. This is 13 half years later. And what the nursing home was found guilty of, there was bed sores stage 4 when he got to the second nursing home. They diagnosed him. Malnutrition, dehydration, lost 32 pounds in 8 weeks. Both of his rotator cuffs and his shoulders were turned where they dropped him and didn't let the family know until 4 days later. This is horrific. I mean, it should have never happened. So with these two Florida statutes, I'm trying to get, amended. I hope it passes through this year because this family needs closure. Please, Florida residents, support us, please, in 2022 when session begins. It's probably the second or third week in January. They found these decubitus ulcers on the bottom of both feet where they put the wrong size shoes on him, size 8, and he wears a 10. And later on in the hospital, they wanted to amputate both feet. My dad, he suffered, and it was terrible within 63 days. And it didn't start out like this. It just escalated. So, everyone, we need your support out there. If you want something, get something into legislation. I've been, peace at, cool, calm, and collective and working professionally with him. And thanks to Senator Ed Hooper of Florida. He has got Senate Bill 646, and it's in legislation right now. So it'll be hopping and working with Representative Amber Mariano. So everyone, I hope everything goes well. And I want to get my guest on here. I'm just keep jabbering at the lips. And at the mouth, and I wanted to bring him back. He's awesome. He's with Animal Wellness Action, Marty Irby, Executive Director of Animal Wellness Action, and named one of the Hilltop Lobbyists of 2021, and this is the third time in a row. Marty Irby, congratulations. I love this. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all of your support, all the tremendous support for all the listeners out there that call their members of Congress every day, that do that tweet, that share on Facebook, that take so many hours and so much time to do what you do, because that's a huge part of why I was given that honor. And without all of the advocates, there would be nothing even close to that. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, really exciting. I was fortunately the only animal lobbyist in the country on the list, too. So it's a deal where there are about 20,000 registered lobbyists in Washington, D.C. The list is, for a lack of better words, the top 1%, because they pick 200 people, and they have sections where there's, you know, nonprofit advocacy. There's what they call hired guns, which are probably the lobbyists that we all don't like that much. and then, you know, there's a category for like trade associations and things like that. So it was really, really big and great to receive this honor for the third year in a row. And we've gotten a lot done this year. We got a new bill signed into law in August, the Paws for Veterans Act, that helps pair dogs with veterans dealing with PTSD. So now since 2018, we've had 7 federal bills signed into law and enacted. We've gotten, we did 3 1-year, 2 1-year, I think 1 the next year, and then 1 this year. So we're looking really well. We've gotten a lot of amendments passed and things we're still working on that haven't gotten through one chamber or the other. They may have passed the House and not the Senate and vice versa. But we're still working on those things. I think we're going to see something soon with the Shark Fin Elimination Act, the Big Cat Public Safety Act, and several other bills that we've been working on for a long time. But tonight, one of the things I wanted to talk about was a new bill, a new policy, something that is really a little bit of a different take on things. And it's been interesting to see the reaction, which has really, really been terrific. It's the FDA Modernization Act. And most people don't realize this, but there's a 1938 federal statute, Depression-era statute, that says that all drugs that are given to humans have to be tested on animals. It's a federal requirement. There's no way around it. There's not even an emergency provision. And what happened when we dealt with COVID last year and this year, and all of the vaccines, the federal government, the drug companies, they just flat out broke the law. Now, I'm not unhappy that they broke the law, but, you know, the law is there. It's outdated. It's on the books. And what this does is does not take away the option of testing on animals. You know, if I had it my way, we wouldn't test on animals, but that's not feasible at this point in time. We'd meet a lot of pushback from the big pharma companies. This simply says, animal testing is not a requirement, that the FDA can use, you know, cellular testing. There are so many different other methods, you know, organ on a chip and all of that sort of stuff, that they don't have to test on animals. And it's been proven that, you know, I think it's somewhere 7 or 8 out of 10 times that these drugs that are tested ultimately on animals don't have anything near the same of a reaction when they are tested on humans and given to humans. So animal testing is proven just to be outdated, not to work. There's so many better ways to do this. And this bill, we have now gotten it introduced in the House of Representatives. We're basically the only organization here in Washington, D.C. that's working on it. We do have some great support from the Michelson Foundation out in California, Dr. Gary Michelson, and PETA is working with us on the bill as well. And so we're really elated. We had a press conference several months ago in the U.S. Senate. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky is leading the bill, and I don't think I ever thought that I would see the day Rand Paul would be leading a bill, but he gets it. He's a doctor. He is 1,000% on board with this. It also deregulates and cuts federal red tape, which is, you know, something that he talks about often. And we have Senator Mike Braun, a Republican from Indiana, Senator John Kennedy, a Republican from Louisiana, Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, and Senator Ben Ray Lujan, a Democrat from New Mexico. And then Susan Collins, co-sponsored after they introduced the bill. She's a Republican from Maine. And then on the House side, Representative Vern Buchanan from Florida, the co-chair of the Animal Protection Caucus, is the leader of that bill, along with Elaine Luria, a Democrat from Virginia, and Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who I just love dearly. She's been a guiding light in this year that we've had that's been so terrible in Washington, D.C., a new member of Congress. And so we have, I think, about 20 or 21 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. And it's mostly, you know, the reason those numbers are low is just it's a brand new bill. It takes time to build up the co-sponsors. But we're hoping everyone will call their members of Congress and ask them to co-sponsor the FDA Modernization Act. We really think we can get this done. There is a larger bill that must be passed every few years, similar to the Farm Bill, that basically relates to the FDA's funding and how they interact with the drug companies, and it's called PDUFA. So we're hoping, because that bill will have to move next year, that we could attach this bill to the PDUFA legislation and get this done. And I feel like at this point in time, beyond the Big Cat Public Safety Act, this is the bill that really has the best chance of getting done.
Oh, that's good. That's thinking positive there, Marty, because I'm going to be helping to share too, you know, on all the social media,
yeah,
Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and getting the support from everybody, you know, keep it there, make that phone call, because it only takes a, you know, few minutes to ask for your state rep or senator, and I do it, and, you know, when you're taking meaningful time and you're seeing positive results, it's so well worth it. You know, the victories we've seen. Look at the PACT Act, Marty. Remember that?
Yeah,
and everything?
Yeah.
And
right.
That was awesome. I had a senior picture with former President Donald Trump shaking his hand. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be proud of that, too. I mean, it's so – because you work so hard and relentless, and you're a true leader out there. And supporters – you know, equals to positive victory. So everyone, you know, follow their page. And can you give your website out and also Facebook and Twitter? Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so check out our website is www.animalwellnessaction.org. We also have the Center for a Humane Economy. That's the centerforahumaneeconomy.org. Our Twitter is a little different. It's AW Action_News. Animal Wellness Action was too long for Twitter. So we are on social media. Facebook is Animal Wellness Action, Instagram. And please join me and follow me. I'm getting a lot of traction on Instagram. On my personal Instagram account with now 219,000 followers. So please check me out there at Marty Irby. And yeah, it's really grown. It's a lot of it is the Wild Horse people and the work we did with Katherine Heigl and Ellen Pompeo and others earlier this year, and they started sharing things from my social media, and so I owe them the credit of achieving those 200,000 followers. At least 80% of them.
Awesome, Marty! Wow!
Yes,
and everyone, and even on my, and I still keep sharing it too on their website, Animal Wellness Action. They have where you can take action and sign petitions, and you can share them. I think I've signed all of them, so I keep an eye on them in case any new ones come out, because they have all your website and Facebook and Twitter, Marty. It's awesome. I mean, it's so informative and helpful to everyone. And so, you know, keep spreading the word, everyone. Take time to go out there and invite your friends up there in the right-hand corner of that link.
Yeah.
And it only doesn't take that long, or share it on your Facebook page, you know, or your groups or pages you know, admin or even a member of. You know, it takes all of us together, cross over, you know, multitask, Marty. I help them all out. I can't, you know, I have the time for, and because I stand up for elder abuse also, and I wish I could get more help on that end, because I have the group Help Stop Elder Abuse, and the stories are coming on there. You know, all lives matter. You know, the children, the animals, the elderly, all of us. So we have to look out for one another and keep up the action taking, because that's where you see the positive results. You know, the laws getting changed. So I'm hoping 2022 is a better year for the animals and all of us, because 2021 is coming to a close, everyone. I don't know how many more, you know, victories could come in. You never know. But we can always work on that and, you know, that goal, strive for them victories. And Marty's, he is relentless, and he is standing up for what he believes in. You know, you so well deserve that, Marty, for the, one of the top lobbyists on the Hill. That is awesome. I seen that, and I was like, three times in a row. Wow.
Oh,
I am so impressed.
It's a great
and
honor.
So honored
it
to
is.
Have you on. Yes.
Well, you
wonderful.
Know, I'm glad to join anytime. I love doing your show, and I guess I've been on 7 or 8 or 9 times now, and it's one of my favorite things to do as far as radio
so nice
and television.
You say that.
Media.
Thank you. Yes, and it's always
well,
a
I really appreciate
to
you
on.
Too, Debbie. You do such great work.
Oh, thank you. You know, Animal Wellness Access is always welcome here. Rad, you and the president, Wayne Pacelli, and Jennifer Skiff, and Scott Bexstead. There was Joshua I had on,
Marquis
or whatever.
Yeah. You've had a bunch of them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And this is not the end yet. It's going to keep going, okay, in 2022, because you're part of the Voices Cared for Animals family, you know. And I want to keep going and having you all back. And because, hey, the more exposure, the better out there. So we can't, you know, give up. And I will keep this platform as long as I can, as long as I live, okay, lifelong. So as long as I can speak, I'm on here. And I'm going to be, you know, continuous to invite you back because this is wonderful. And it's been over seven and a half years having this radio, radio platform.
I know, wow, that's unreal.
I know.
That is so great you've had that many episodes, and yep.
Yes, 336 tonight. Isn't that wonderful? And I said,
wow,
check this out.
Awesome.
Yep, and I'm going to keep going 7.5 years, so. And it's something I really love doing because it's meaningful work. You know, I can't take credit for any victories, but I am involved. And because I know once I see a victory, I want to keep going. I don't want to stop there because it gives me momentum and inspires me. So we look at
well,
this.
Well,
you
inspire a lot of people out there too, Debbie. You guys, I've told you before, you inspire me and your willingness to just keep your nose to the grind and take every action and sign those petitions and call your members of Congress. It really, really means so much. I mean, we wouldn't get any bill passed if it wasn't for that. And there wouldn't be any lobbyist of the year if there wasn't for everyone that really takes that action and calls. And I hope people realize how important it is. We're going to be doing a training with the Cloud Foundation, which is a wild horse advocacy group that we've worked with for many, many years, and having a webinar sometime in January where we're basically going to be providing, you know, information and training on advocacy about how you should approach your members of Congress, if you're meeting with them, you know, things about how Capitol Hill works and the processes and the legislative and regulatory steps that must be taken to get anything enacted into law or promulgated as a regulation. So for the folks out there, keep an eye out, and I'll send it to you when we have we haven't nailed down the date yet. There's 6 or 7 of us speaking, so they're trying to figure out what day works for everyone. But I think you all will really enjoy this a lot. We're going to have not only myself, but another D.C. lobbyist on there that's working with the Wild Horse Coalition on our side of that issue. I think Scott Bexstead's going to join, and some folks from several other sectors. So we're really looking forward to that. And I think that'll help, you know, with what people are faced with when they're new to animal advocacy or they're new to advocacy in general and dealing with their members of Congress. So just keep that in mind. We'll send you some information when we have a date.
Yes, please, and I'll get it out there on social media. That sounds great because, you know, I even help some people get started too, Marty, and I don't mind doing that. Hey, what do you want me to say, or, you know, what's the number? And I've never done this before. Well, I tell them, hey, it's never too late. You know, this is how you do it, and every email counts, every phone call, you know, every petition when you sign it. getting the word out there. It's all meaningful time and work, because this radio platform brings us all these animal lovers and advocates, and, you know, together. But if we don't take action, we're only spinning our wheels, you know. So we have to take the foot in the right direction and take that action. That is the key to unlock the door to all changes to be made, you know. So we don't want to – I know I'm not spinning my wheels, because this is not the only thing I do. I'm all, you know, like I said, I'm admin on several Facebook pages and groups, and on Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest, and a lot of, you know, followers and friends and stuff like that. So I use my Facebook page, you know, advocacy, number one right there. You know, I'm helping out whatever I can do out there to help, because I'm a, you know, defender for the defendless, you know. So, and the voice for the voiceless, because they don't stand a chance without us, everyone. So please do your part. If you have any questions, you know, get a hold of me, and I'll help you out to take that action. Because once we all multitask and cross over and help this group out or this organization popping in, hey, we're getting things done here. And that's, and it takes teamwork in any organization, any business, you know, any advocacy on the computer. These big shout out to all the networkers and cross posters out there helping saving people, you know, all the dogs' lives out there, or cats or horses, whatever the case may be, because I've seen always, you know, I know you see it through your newsfeed, trying to help these animals, you know, get them to safety, rescued or adopted. So it all matters out there from every angle, and whatever you can do. I mean, cross over, help out, and it's nothing. It doesn't take that much time. I get pulling up, Marty, about 5 tabs with all the social media, and I'm sharing like crazy.
you know? Yeah, I do it too. I know.
Yeah, I'm fast. The more you do it, the faster you get, you know, and more professional. And that's what it takes. So when you're out there, one, it's okay to press the like button, but that share button, that's when it goes into the news feed. Maybe the first couple people won't do nothing, but maybe the third and fourth will. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, don't hide from it. And it's, you know, it's your timeline or whatever. And I don't know if you've ever heard, oh, I can't deal with seeing those pictures or videos. And I'll say, well, if you don't like seeing them, I don't either. But we have to do something about it. This is the truth of reality, what's happening in this world today. It's not fake. It's not, you know, it's for real. So, and these animals are out there suffering, a lot of them, and we need to help them. You know, every hour, every day, every minute counts as suffering. It's too much for them. So when we prolong things, the longer they suffer. And Marty, the animals especially thank us when their lives and futures change for the better. You know, they can't thank us, but we know from photos and videos and all that, freedom pictures, and it's awesome. What a great feeling. You know, I know you feel that way too when you see
absolutely.
Yep. I love that V word, victory, because now I'm ready to do the victory dance, the happy dance. That's what it counts.
That's right, and we may see some more victories before the year is over. I don't know, you know, if we'll see something else new signed into law, but I think we may see something else potentially pass one of the chambers here. And, you know, there's also some state victories out there, not to get too political on this, but the state of Texas and the governor there just enacted an anti-tethering law that also provides for certain standards of care. And I was a little surprised when I posted something about it. I kind of got attacked because I think some people disagree with the governor on other issues, but I just look at what's going on with animals and I put all the other issues aside, and that's how I operate. And I was thrilled to see that new law in the state of Texas just enacted.
Yes, that's great news, you know. And it's like this, Marty, no matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever, the list goes on. We have to do what's right for these animals, America, and Americans. You know, we have to stand together. We're Americans. We're Republican American or Democrat American. We are Americans. And these animals, you know, we have to do what's right for them. You know, so I try not to, with the politics and stuff, I say, hey, you vote for who you vote for. I vote for who I want to. But we all have to stand together. United we stand, not united we fall. And we can't let these animals fall either. We have to stand up for them and be their voice, because that's what's important out there, everyone, our actions. You know, so whatever, and that's a good victory. And I've seen some come in from other ones too, Marty, out there, and it's great. You know, the I think it was fur. I'll pull it up here in a minute, but I read that and I was like, look at this. Here we go. This is awesome. You know, even other countries are having victories too. So something to pay attention to, because it could turn into a, you know, chain reaction. That's where it starts.
Absolutely. So since you mentioned fur, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before, but, you know, minks have been proven to be the most susceptible species. They're semi-aquatic to COVID and can contract COVID, can mutate, create a new variant within inside themselves and transmit the new variant back to the human race. So it's been brought to light. The country of Denmark depopulated, which means killed, unfortunately, millions of mink. I think it was something like 1,100 mink farms and 7 million minks at those 1,100 mink farms, just because of that public health risk. Other countries have done the same. It's definitely trending, and most all of the minks that are raised in the U.S., there are about 60 mink farms left here, primarily in Wisconsin, Idaho, Utah, and Oregon, to a lesser degree, Michigan and Minnesota. And we have a new federal bill on that front called the Minks Are Super Spreaders Act, and I actually named it. I don't know that I like the name, though. But I can pick on it since I named it. It stands for minks in narrowly kept spaces are super spreaders. So there's an acronym there. And Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, a tireless Democrat from Connecticut, she's the chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee, one of the most powerful people in Congress, introduced this bill with like four or five other committee chairs on as co-sponsors, Peter DeFazio, who's the chair of transportation. I know Raul Grijalva, the chair of natural resources, Jan Schakowsky, the chair of one of the energy and commerce subcommittees, along with equal Republican counterparts. We're really getting a lot of traction on that bill. We don't have a Senate bill yet, but I think we've got a sponsor we talked to yesterday that's probably going to lead the Senate bill. And it's, you know, oftentimes when you go at this from not just the standpoint of animal welfare, but there's some other factor in the mix, like I talked about with the FDA bill, it was that you're cutting red tape and you're creating regulatory reform, and it's a pro-animal bill. In this instance, we're talking about a pro-animal bill because this would shut down the mink industry in the entire U.S. and close out the mink industry. And most of the minks being produced here are being shipped to China from those 60 farms. China is, I've never been there, but apparently everything that trends in the U.S. trends 50 or 60 years later in China. So they're just now heavily smoking cigarettes and wearing mink coats in China, I guess. And that's already come and gone here in the U.S. So we're basically putting our entire population in the United States at risk of a new variant, because of these minks that are just being produced to be skinned and pelted and used for coats in China. And we're hoping to see something happen with that. I think because Rosa DeLauro is the chair of appropriations, we likely will see that tacked on to some sort of spending bill whenever they do that. That's basically today announced they're doing a continuing resolution to February 18th, so there's not going to be a new spending bill. It just carries on the existing policy. But there will be sometime this spring a new spending bill, and we think we can do something with that. So since you mentioned fur, I just had to jump in and add that to the mix.
Yes, and I want to bring
serious public
Marty,
interest.
Yeah, that's, hey, and I found this, it was December 2nd, breaking news, LA Magazine goes fur-free, and this is in the UK. And I was like,
yeah,
this is
yeah.
awesome. Yes. I said, yeah, they, because that is animal cruelty, how they skin them alive, you know. I can't take that. I mean, there's so much cruelty in this, and there's a lot of cruelty going on. Animal cruelty is animal cruelty. When an animal suffers, that is when their rights are ignored and kicked to the curb. So we have to look at that and say, hey, I looked at it, I said, good, I hope this keeps going, where we reach the day when all of it's fur-free. You know, these animals get to have their life because there's no sense in them suffering like that. And, it, you know, getting a way to get treated in the cages on the fur farms. I mean, there's issues out here, everyone. And, you know, visit Animal Wellness Action's website, Facebook page, Twitter, and you said Instagram, right, Marty? And just see how you can help out and make yourself aware
of
what's going on out there, front lines. You know, so it's best that you know and look at it and say, hey, do I approve or disapprove of this? If you disapprove of it, then that's when your voice comes in, you know, because everyone's voice matters. Your actions matter. And once we all come together, and I'll say this, this is the mama cat out there, strength in numbers, because that is so true, Ray Bittner.
Yeah.
And I hope he calls in. She's a big supporter, former guest Marty, and she's out there, you know, she multitasks too. And, you know, big family to the voices carry for animals. So, you know, we got to all work together. That's what it takes. And we get things done fast. I mean, then it's
we
not
going
to happen
absolutely.
Overnight.
And I found, I will say this, if this means anything, you folks out there, one of the things that I've done that has attracted these followers on Instagram is, and I don't necessarily always put the videos on Facebook or Twitter because they're a little more difficult, but I try to make a video several times a week out in front of the Capitol of just what's going on with the animal bills in general and that sort of thing. So if you want to see those videos and get the updates, you're likely to find at least the ones from me on my Instagram at Marty Irby on Instagram, MartyIrby.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, the more education and awareness is out there, prevention, the safety, hey, the better. You know, open a lot of, because some people get very busy in their, you know, personal lives, you know, working with their, you know, plus their families and stuff like that, and they're not, you know, alert on this. And when you bring it to their attention, it's like, hey, oh, I need to step in. You know, I've heard him say that. What can I do? And because, hey, we the people of the United States of America, let's do it, okay? Because your voice does matter. Your votes matter so much out there. And, you know, do something and never give up and keep going, because once we need more good news and positivity in this world, because every, you know, with COVID, it was, last year and a half has moved a lot of things to the back burner. And there's only so much we could do with COVID. We have to be careful, everyone, you know, but we can't let all this other stuff get kicked to the curb either. So we got to put a little love in our heart and do our part, right, Marty? That's what counts.
I love that. Put a little love in our heart and do our part. That's a great saying.
Hey, you could use it if you want to. Hey.
I will. Definitely will.
Hey, anything I have, somebody asked earlier today, hey, can I share this photo? I said, you could share anything that I have that I post. That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
You know, so keep sharing it because that's what matters. It gets out there. I don't care. So, but it, you know,
it does.
It was,
you know,
nice stuff to ask,
I
said, go ahead.
Yeah, I get people that ask me that too, and I kind of look perplexed, and I'm like, yes, please share it. You don't have to ask me to share it, but I guess that's polite of people to do that, you know.
Yeah. It's just been, you know, I guess respectful or whatever, but hey, anything I have out there on the radio, on my, any page I'm on or groups page, please share it. Get the word out there. Don't be shy. Just do it. You know, so I got a caller calling in there, Marty. This is wonderful. Our last
show of the year.
Everyone. I'm going to miss it, Marty, up till January 6th, okay? I'm going to still be advocating, but I'll miss it. So, and
well, I'm honored
to
be
get
the last
it with you.
Show for 2021. Yep.
Yeah, this is, and then you come back in 2022, okay?
Absolutely.
In 2023, if everything's going good.
Yeah.
I got a caller on area code 719. Go ahead, you're live and on the air. Thank you for calling Voices Care for Animals.
Hey, Joanne.
Go ahead. Hey, Mama Cat, you must, your ears must have been burning.
My ears are burning.
How are you? Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
I've got kind of weird reception tonight. We got a lot of clouds, so my reception's kind of in and out, but I just wanted to call in and thank Marty for all the hard work he's doing. Being the voice up on the hill isn't an easy thing to do, I'm sure. And he's getting a lot done. And I went to his web page, and I found the one page where he's got all of his petitions and stuff on there.
Yes.
And I believe I shared it on Twitter, too. So hopefully we can
get
more people signing some of those petitions, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mama Cat. I know your words are so kind, and I'm so grateful for your support and everything you do. It is sometimes it is not easy all the time. You know, I think people sometimes don't realize how tough it is really to get things done in Washington, D.C., and nothing's ever really perfect. You might want to change something, but you can't get all the way there because you have to have the votes to get there, and you end up, you know, with new policies that are better for animals, but they may not be perfect, and you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good is the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
So we really appreciate you, and I thank you so much for your kind words.
No problem. I
That's
share
awesome.
Everything I can find of yours, so.
Wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
Great. Love it. Mama Cat, you rock, okay? And thanks you for being a great warrior sister, animal warrior sister, okay? And Marty's animal warrior brother, family, helping the animals out in need and distress. It's wonderful.
Hey, Debbie, I wanted to let you know that my cat count, I was taking care of 125 cats. I'm now down to 111. We found more homes for more kitties, and we're still working on finding more.
All right. Great news. Yeah, Marty, she was
111.
This is great.
Wow.
111. Yes. Former guest on the show takes care of all these stray cats and everything. That's why I call her Mama Cat. And
okay.
She's just doing a wonderful job.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm Mama Bear, okay?
All right.
Meow. She's
I need a code name like
meow.
That.
We got to come up with a code name for Marty.
Yeah, what can we call him? We got to get one. Yep.
Y'all
Papa,
work on that. See what you think.
Yeah. Papa Bear or let's see here. Because he's got to
be Marty Universal.
Up for all of them. Yep.
We'll have a powwow and figure it out.
Yeah, you guys work on that. You don't have to decide tonight. But I like it. I like it. Let's do that.
Yeah. We got our lion.
We should just call him the hill climber.
The hill climber.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
That's about what it is.
It is.
Isn't that wonderful, Mama Cat? One of the top lobbyists, 3 years.
You know,
in
I wish I would have got
hill.
Involved. I wish I'd have got involved
wow.
with this years and years ago. I just look back and think of all the years I wasted not being involved in animal advocacy. And, you know, if only, you know, we all have that moment in life, if only. But if only I could have gotten involved earlier, which is, you know, kind of why I try to get my grandkids involved now while they're young, and hopefully it'll carry through. And, you know, we got to have a voice for the animals because they certainly don't have one.
Absolutely. Right. No. Well, it is very important. I recently, you would enjoy this. I've been working on a movie, Wild Beauty, Mustang Spirit of the West, with Ashley Avis, who was the producer of Disney's Black Beauty. And I actually saw the rough cut, the first cut, this past week. It's a really great movie. But there's a young lady in there. Her name is Jocelyn. She's a little girl. And I'm speculating she's around 11 or 12 years old. She's a brownie scout. And we have this huge issue with the wild horses being rounded up on a mass scale that we've never seen before. I know everybody knows about that. We thought on the show. But back earlier in the year when the roundups are starting, we had a rally out in Texas with Catherine. I mean, out in Utah, I'm sorry, not Texas, with Catherine Heigl. We went to the range. We saw the horses. We had a rally out in front of the White House here. And this little girl went and got, like, brownie, like hundreds of brownie scouts from all across the country to actually do drawings of the horses and send to the president, to the White House. And then they not only did that, they made videos of themselves, of brownie scouts, you know, 11, 12 years old, begging the president to save these wild horses. And I thought, this is brilliant of these kids. And look what they're doing. And they're using their voice. And if people won't listen to 12-year-old brownie scouts begging somebody to help animals, I don't think they're going to listen to anybody. So, you know, I think that's just wonderful to see these kids. And so subsequently, a few weeks ago, Scott Beckstead, my colleague and I, we did a Zoom call with the young lady. She wanted to meet us and ask us some questions. I think she was working on a school project about animals. And it was just really, really rewarding to see someone new and young and getting out there and doing it. And I'm like you. I didn't really start in this until about 7 or 8 years ago, I guess. But I've always been a horse advocate, but broadly, you know, and I wish I had done it sooner, too.
I know, don't we all? I wish years and years ago, it's like, it's something that, you know, we all have our calls, right? I mean, that's why we're doing this. And we're going to keep it up because everyone out there, let's not give up. Or, you know, sometimes we'll get aggravated, but let that pass. Just get take some me time and refresh and come back because there's a lot of us advocates out there. So never get too stressed out or too exhausted because, hey, there's plenty of us out there that's filling in, okay? And we cannot give up. And Mama Cat, give Skylar and Allie a big hug for me. And I had them as guests, her grandchildren, Marty, one time. And they did so good. I was so proud of them.
And oh, wow. You had them on the show. I'd love to listen to that episode. Let me know what episode that was. I'd love to go back and listen to it.
Okay. Even Skylar had callers calling in asking questions. It was awesome, wasn't it, Mama Cat? She must have loved
it. The kids were smiling ear to ear about that one. You know, with my cat advocacy, it just struck me that all three of us started our advocacy around 2014. I'm not sure why that is, but anyway, the kids did videos.
That's about when
on,
I started, too. That's about the same.
Yeah. Debbie, too. Me, too. Well, I had a big car accident and have a brain injury and spinal damage and stuff. And, you know, it was kind of strange. I was doing one of those boo-hoo, poor me things because I couldn't work anymore. And I just got in and I stuttered. After my car accident and my brain injury, I have a terrible stutter. But when I talk about animals, it's not as bad. I mean, I can talk about animals all day long, and I don't stutter. But sit me down and talk about politics or something, and it comes out. But the kids, you know, I was getting all these posts saying, I wish I could help. I wish I can't trap. I don't know how to do it. So my grandkids kind of came to me and said, you know, if we can figure out how to trap a cat, the adults should be able to do it. So they started making videos. And Allie was 7 and Skylar was 10 at the time. And they started making these videos of setting up the trap and putting the paper and making sure you make a trail of food to the back of it. And please make sure you've got this tied shut. And once the cat goes in, use a carabiner to make sure they can't escape. And they made these videos, and adults were like, wow, if these two little kids can do this, I can do this. And I think it made a big impact on a lot of people because, you know, like I say, if a 7 and a 10-year-old can do it, why can't an adult do it? And they actually tracked video. So.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. You know, and you look where you're at today, and they're still right with you. Give them a big thank you from me, and a big thank you to all the Animal Wellness Action Crew out there. You know, the staff, the volunteers, everyone, all of you. All of you together.
Well, no, we're so grateful. We have, I tell you what, we're up to about 150,000 people now that are supporting us and working with us. So, you know, we started with a list 3 years ago of, I don't know, maybe 3,000 people, and that was just the people that, I don't know, 5 or 6 of us had, you know, in our email accounts and that sort of thing. So we've built, I think it's actually 155,000, and we really think we can get this to, because it always seems the more you get, the more you grow, and the faster you grow. But I think we'll probably be closer by the end of next year, 2022, to 500,000.
Oh, yeah, easily. Because the more people, you know, keep spreading the word, hey, the more faster you grow. You know, keep pressing that share button, everybody. Take that time, meaningful time. You know, put it, like I said, on your any of your pages, or take the time to invite your friends individually. It's amazing how many people will come in. Some of them I see have 1 million, okay? So, you know, we could do that. I have, you know, you look at that and you say, oh, 1 million people. Hey, but there's, what, 320 million people in the world? So we can do it. We can do it. And we're down to like 3 minutes, everyone. And Marty, can't thank you enough for coming back. And we're looking forward to having you back in 2022. I'd like to get you on with this HR 2565 probably in January or February when it's in session. You know, when to get more people to call. And I'll be getting with you and send you the invitation. I'm going to be sending invites out in the next, within a week to 2 weeks. But we can talk about that again. You know, the more exposure on this FDA Modernization Act, everyone, and have people to call and just keep spreading the word. Because the better. Let's see this thing pass, okay? And I want to bring up the January 15th is the Vigil for Elephants. And that's on Facebook, everyone. Vigil, V-I-G-I-L, number 4, Elephants on Facebook. And I'm one of the co-sponsors on there. And who I'm, Animal Advocate Alliance is also this list of everybody involved for that event. I mean, I gotta need more time to say the names, but thank you for all the co-sponsors for this on January the 15th. I'm gonna try to get a podcast on that. Okay, so keep spreading the word. And Mama Cat, thank you for all your support and everything all during the year and helping all these animals out and 111 cats. Mama Cat, meow.
That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah, and Mama Bear does care because she's on the air, okay? I was trying to think of something to add to that. You like that? I got my nickname's Mustang Debbie and the Dominator and Pitbull Debbie. I got all these nicknames, so I was like, which one do I use? You know, so, but everyone, thank you all. Tune it in. Hope to see you all back January the 6th of 2022. Out with the old, in with the new in 2022. new laws were all the pause. So bring it a positive, okay? And I'm going to be scheduling for guests. I'm not sure who's going to be on first, but I'm sure it's going to be another rocking year, 2022, everyone, because all these former guests have been great and can't thank them enough, the callers, the audience. I mean, this list is huge. But anyway, hope everyone has a happy, very Merry Christmas and a wonderful, healthy, and safe New Year 2022. It's coming in, everyone, coming in up the sidelines. But everybody be safe and have a nice and peaceful evening. May God bless you all. Good night, Marty. Looking forward to having you back.
Good night. Have a wonderful Christmas. And happy
you too,
year.
Mama Cat.
Bye-bye.
Okay?
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Another great show. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Mama Cat.
Bye, Deb.
Bye-bye.